It does seem to me that an awakening energy is happening for many people. At the moment, my inbox is full of people who have written in about a lot of gratefulness, a lot of realizations, and connecting with some of the things that are being shared. And several things are repeated by people, seems to be a common theme. One is that people are feeling themselves different and seeing things differently. Another is that they're seeing other people very automatic, very asleep, very set in their ways. And so they are starting to feel more free, not so fixed, not so set. And yet, although they seem to have left some of their setness, nothing seems to have settled into a new. What I found happened is there does seem to be stages. There doesn't have to be stages. It seems like there can be a large awakening into a whole new level. But usually, from what I've seen, is people have little awakenings and then it pops into something bigger. In order to, what we'll say, take the best advantage of these little openings, we need to be with them, not try and have them make sense or understand them, but let them be. Something new has happened, and it doesn't matter if you can't understand it. There it is. Something is shifting, something is changing, and although it may not seem clear to you, just to be with it. The first thing is to see, even if it's intellectually, the possibility of something new. And then often little things happen around that. And this something new can seem much closer sometimes, more than an idea or an intellectual idea. Something more than that, you can actually feel it, you can actually sense it. And then other times it seems to disappear into the distance again. Some people describe it as a light or a source or a center or creativity. Any name we give to it restricts it. But the fact is, as I'm seeing it, we are all much, much more than we realize. And the more we hold on to the old, the less space there is for this new to come into our lives in a new form, in a form that is so different. It can't be compared. It can't be connected with the past. It's new. So the less we hold to the past, the more space we make for the new. Now you can practice this. And sometimes in art school, they do a sort of practice, and the practice is stand in front of your canvas and your piece of paper and just splash color on it. Just go wild. And the process is not to produce anything on the canvas, but to get out of your old ways of seeing things, everything you've been told about form, about color, about shape, about movement, about anything. See if you can pop yourself past it into something else. This can happen with psychics. Sometimes people get something that seems to be like a psychic intuition and they say, oh, I'm not sure about that. Instead of saying, I'm not sure about it, say, I'm going to take it as a hypothesis. I'm going to take it as a possibility. I'm going to experiment with it. And that way you can start to expand what we could call consciousness. And the expansion of consciousness is when it leaks, drips, expands out of the old box of the way of seeing things, how they are and how they're not. Disconnecting from that. each one of you listening to this is unique, absolutely, utterly unique. So the more you follow other people, the less you're going to be in touch with your uniqueness. It doesn't matter whether it's a guru who's awake. If you're copying this person, you are not at your maximum potential. Your potential is unique in your unique way. And the way? Well, you can't find it. All you can do is disconnect from the things that are not you. All the things you've been told, taught. What flashed to mind then is how often scientists are talking about the Big Bang Theory. That's how it all started, the Big Bang Theory. As I see, this is nothing more than another religion. There is absolutely no proof. They say there is because of their rules, but they made up the rules by which they measure the phenomenon. We have no idea. And the less you know in each moment, the more likely it is you're going to be in touch with something bigger than what you've been taught to be available. Now, what often comes up, how can I do this? And I say it's really, really simple. And I hardly know anybody that is doing it, that is listening to what I say. Because it's so simple, it's just overlooked. That's one thing. The other thing is it will work. And if it works, you're dead. The person who you think you are is finished, is dead. And you don't have a new one. You don't know who this new person is. You never know. Every moment, you don't know. So the survival part of you is trying to hold on to the old. So what is this simple thing? I've said it so many times. Be here now. Oh, well, I've tried that, you might say. No. If you'd really tried it, you'd know exactly what I was talking about and be in it right now. In fact, you probably wouldn't be bothering to listen to this. So what do I mean by being here now? Well, some people say, I am now making consciousness my priority. No, you're not. You're absolutely not. So how can you check that out? I'll tell you. Sit down, turn off the phone, be on your own. And just have a little evaluation of how you use your energy. Your energy in the form of what you do, what you say, what you think, what you do with your money, your relationships, connecting with people, your job, when you're traveling. In each moment, where is your priority? And if you take a look and you're honest with yourself, it's very, very rarely, unconditionally, absolutely and completely in this moment, for this moment. So I have said many, many times, when you walk, walk. When you open a door, there's a whole stages to open the door. There's the thought, I'm going somewhere. Then next, in order to get there, I have to get through this door. Now, in order to get through this door, I have to extend my arm. Which arm? What's the shape of the hand? I have to touch the knob. What's the shape of the knob? What do I do with the knob? Is it a lever I turn around or a ball that I twist? Do I pull the door or push the door? But not going anywhere. I'm not talking about going anywhere. I'm talking about you extending your arm, not even to open the door. Extending your arm, touching the knob, turning the knob, moving the door, each for itself in each moment. Then the step, then the movement. Yes, overall, you're going somewhere. and you're here now in each moment. So when you say consciousness is your priority, if it was, you'd be awake instantly, like that. No, it's not. Something else is more important to you. Usually when you say consciousness is my priority, it means later, when I've got some time, when I've got some space. And how often do you have time and space? No, it's in each moment. That's what we keep trying to share. Unconditionally, in each moment. Now, when you do that, you'll start to find something, let's say, is stirring within. A movement within. A shimmering within. Something is waking up. It's been very asleep because it hasn't been used. We could call it intuition, we could call it psychic abilities, we could call it being in touch, being one with the whole. Something starts to awaken. But when it does, it's very, very powerful. Like Brother Clive was saying, like a ball of powerful light the size of a tennis ball moving up through you, and as it does, it stirs things. It's very powerful. It's like a dragon awakening. It's very powerful. And often you get scared of yourself. You get scared of your own energy. You don't know what you're going to do. And often you channel it into, oh, I've got this anger, and if all this energy comes, how angry am I going to be? No, it's not to do with your anger. It's not to do with that. It's to do with your energy awakening, coming online, becoming available. Your unique way. Not anybody else's way. Not anybody. Don't be like Buddha. He said, if you meet me on the way, kill me. Don't be like anybody. But that's work, you see. Oh yes, I'm going to try this, I'm going to do that, I'll follow this, I'll be like this person. But you see, you won't be. Because you can't be like anyone else. Because you're unique down to your fingerprints. You are unique. The game is to find you. Who are you in each moment? And to find out, you're going to need to disconnect and go a little mad. Often people that wake up are right on the edge. They're on the edge. Be on the edge. Life is the edge. Most of you listening to this have had at least some level of awakening, some level of popping out of the old and something new. Even if you didn't know what the new was, you had an experience. Let's call it creativity. Let's just give it a name. Creativity. Now, most people, practically all of the time, are not creative. They are not in touch with the source of their creativity. They are not in touch with their being unique. So how is that? It comes from childhood. You see, in childhood, in order to survive, we had to make sure we didn't upset certain people and that we pleased other people. So without realizing it, we're doing that all the time. We're either pleasing them or going against them. But that's not you. That's not your uniqueness. Your uniqueness is not pleasing people, and it's not not pleasing people. But that's what you're doing all the time. In your artwork, you're probably thinking, would my art teacher approve? Would this get accepted in the salon I want to be with? Would my friends say this is good? Or somewhere on some level, you're doing it for and not out of the purity of your creativity. Not even for you, just for the sake that it's there. And in a way, it's asking to take form in some way, just for itself. So you could look at that in your life when you're talking to somebody. At work, driving, anywhere, you'll find somewhere you are afraid of people. And therefore you're not yourself. Now, if you're not ready to do that with people, at least find a space where you do it on your own. If it's dancing is your thing, dance. Not for anybody. Just dance. If singing is your thing, if playing music is your thing, painting, gardening, cleaning, for you. Just for you, even although you don't really know who you are. But the more you go into this abstract place in you, the more your unique creativity will emerge, will take you over. And then it'll seem as though it is doing it, and you and the it are one.